This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A growing animal rights movement is invoking pain arguments to ban the cooking of lobsters while nations still allow late-term abortions, and the U.S. has not been able to pass the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Life advocates scientifically demonstrate that pain is both felt and perceived by the 20-week child, and there is now scientific debate about fetal pain and perception at 8 weeks gestation. Lobsters have multiple independent nerve bundles called ganglion that react, but have no central organ that processes pain. The march against human exceptionalism is synced with the advocacy of abortion on demand. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, pro-life legislators have labeled bills in Washington state conscience obliteration bills that compel employer abortion coverage. All amendments to the bills failed, including religious and conscience protections. HumanLife.net has details of the bills. And abortion clinics are inviting anyone who calls themselves ministers to invoke blessings from God on new abortion clinics. A Bethesda, Maryland clinic is the latest example of the trend, something perhaps not seen so profoundly since the biblical Moabite king Balak hired the prophet Balaam and his donkey. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.